You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, it's a post-game pod, everybody, on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast and Network. Your team every day. Matt Derry with you on this Sunday, November 22nd and a Monday, November 23rd. A real stinker today down in Carolina. No other way to put it. And the season now has officially hit the skids and is done. Panthers win 20-0 today in a despicable, grotesque performance down at Bank of America Stadium. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play pro football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, and that is the League of Football Watchers. Pepsi, who brings you today's Locked On Lions podcast, is the refreshment you need to power through any game day. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Coming up on the show today, I don't even know what to really say about today's performance. Something took place in the fourth quarter that was really apropos on the day and of the day, as the Lions no-showed, plain and simple, no-showed against a Carolina team that had lost five straight games coming in and didn't have their starting quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater and didn't have their starting running back in Christian McCaffrey. Those are their two best players. Yet the Lions went into Charlotte today and got their ass kicked. They weren't even competitive in this game. They couldn't even get a first down. Third down conversions today, the Lions were 3-for-14. And I'm going to say it right here, right now. And you can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. It's over. Okay? It's over. The Quinn and Patricia era, Quinn-Tricia, whatever you want to call it, it's done. It is time to move on. But you know what Martha Firestone Ford's daughter Sheila should do? Do you know what Sheila Ford Hamp, new owner, should do? Don't fire them today. Don't fire them tomorrow. Don't fire them Tuesday. Don't fire them Wednesday. Fire them on Thanksgiving night. Even if the Lions win on Thursday against the Houston Texans, you know what would be such a boss move by Sheila? Get rid of them on Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey and your stuffing and your potatoes, Matt and Bob. It's over. That way, you give the next coach, the interim coach, whoever that's going to be, maybe it's Braden Combs, the special teams coach, you give him Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to get ready for the next game. Fire these people Thanksgiving night. Win or lose. Thursday against Houston. Fire them on Thanksgiving. Because firing them now gives the interim coach, who I think should be Braden Combs, no time to get ready for Houston. None. And then the entire Thanksgiving broadcast is going to be talking about interim coaches, Patricia Quinn. No. Don't do that. Fire them on Thanksgiving after it's all over, win or lose against the Texans. And then give the interim coach 10 days or whatever it is to get ready. That would be a boss move. Thanksgiving firing. Instead of Black Friday, Black Thursday, whatever you want to call it. But get rid of these people because it's not working. Enough's enough. Haven't we seen enough of Matt Patricia and his staff? Other than Braden Combs, nobody on that staff is worth a damn. And yeah, you can tell me about, and actually, Hank Fraley can stay too, the offensive line coach. He's done a nice job. Although today the offensive line sucked. But Hank Fraley, for the most part, has done a nice job. Fraley and Combs can stay. The rest, pack your bags. Bob Quinn, same thing. Goodbye. Seen enough of 5 years. Year five and your club is 4-6. And just lost to a 3-7 team without their two best skill players, their quarterback and arguably the best running back in football. You got pantsed today by DJ Moore. and you got embarrassed today by Brian Burns, who quite honestly is a better football player than who you drafted 11 spots ahead of 2 years ago, TJ Hockenson. I'd rather have Brian Burns. Fit a need. Lions needed an edge guy. They passed on him to take another tight end in the top 10. And quite honestly, TJ's a good football player. He's not elite, like some of you think. He's not. Burns is a big-time pass rusher who today had two sacks, a tackle for a loss, one pass defended, four quarterback hits, and five tackles. Today was an utter embarrassment. It was a joke. Last week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ran for 240 yards on the Carolina Panthers. Today, you had 40 total yards rushing. 40. And I know DeAndre Swift didn't play. I get it. But you got AD, Adrian Peterson. Kerryon Johnson, second round pick. The guy's terrible. He's a pass-blocking third-down back at best. That's a guy that Bob Quinn spent a second-round pick on. Second-round pick on. Lions had never been shut out under Matthew Stafford as the starting quarterback. Today, shut out for the first time since 2009. The Carolina Panthers gave up 33 points to Kansas City and 46 points to Tampa Bay the last 2 weeks. Today, the Lions couldn't get a first down to save their lives. And I know they didn't have Kenny Galladay or Danny Amendola or DeAndre Swift. But this is the Carolina Panthers we're talking about here, with a rookie head coach and a quarterback from the XFL. You lost to PJ Walker today. The guy gave you two interceptions in the end zone, and you still lost by 20. Guy was playing in the XFL last year. XFL. He'd been cut by NFL teams 12 times. Today he looked like Joe Montana back there. One sack of PJ Walker, by the way. One. Meantime, Matthew Stafford, toward the end of that game, today was getting absolutely killed. And by the way, I missed the last 7 minutes of the game. Want to know why? Because I was over at the Litke's house. God bless them. Brandon, Rainey, Nathan, Sanders, and Brooks. That's a family I'm close with. And I went over to their house, socially distanced, and we watched the game. And the power went out with 7 minutes to go. I swear to God, the power went out, and it was the most enjoyable part of my day, sitting in the dark, talking to friends of mine, and following the game on Twitter. But I didn't need to see the last 7 minutes of the game, because we knew what was happening. The Lions couldn't sniff the Carolina side of the field. Matthew Stafford threw for 178 yards. I don't even know how he got to 178. And he's playing with a busted thumb. He's got receivers that can't get off the line of scrimmage. He's missing throws. What a disaster. Post-game pod, Lions lose 20-0 to the Carolina Panthers. Oh, God. I thought they were going to win this game today. What an embarrassment. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself, right? Well, Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Echelon Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of home. They're the best. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everybody, and one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. All you got to do is go to the website, echelonfit.com. That's echelonfit.com/NFL. echelonfit.com/NFL. They are the evolution of fitness. And we also got to tell you about Pepsi. What are you doing tonight for Sunday Night Football? All right, what are you doing? You are going to watch some NFL football with your Pepsi. Today, Pepsi's made for football watching. There was Pepsi at the Littke household as we sat there and watched this garbage product. But you know what we enjoyed? A great Pepsi. It was fantastic. And thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of people ever play pro football. But instead, they've entered the league of football watchers. Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through any game day. Join that league of football watchers by going to madeforfootballwatching.com. Check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Coming up tomorrow on Locked On Lions, I've got a special announcement tomorrow about the future of this franchise. You're not going to want to miss it. It's called HLN. HLN. And we'll get to that tomorrow on Locked On Lions. Today, it was Carolina 20 and the Lions nothing. Detroit had 185 yards of total offense today. Meantime, here's Carolina throwing for 258 and running for 116. We knew coming into the game that Curtis Samuel would have a hand in today's game. The Lions couldn't stop J.D. McKissick last week. J.D. flipping McKissick. How do you think they're going to do against Curtis Samuel? Whether it was a toss sweep, whether it was an end around, whether it was something in the flat. DJ Moore burned Jeffrey Okuda all day. 7 catches, 127 yards. Samuel had the touchdown beating Desmond Trufant. Lions had a fumble today. Lions had a penalty on a double reverse. No, it was a lateral pass back to Stafford, flea flicker play to Marvin Jones that would have made it 14-7. The Lions were going to be back in the game, and it would have been 7-7. They would have tied the game, and instead they got called because T.J. Hockenson was lined up illegally. 3 years into your coach and you can't even line up properly with your tight end on the line and everything else. He was lined up as an ineligible receiver. And then when I mean, just these little things just go to show how big of an amateur hour operation this is. The defense can't stop anybody, right? Pass, run, doesn't matter. You drafted Jeffrey Okuda first round. He's a good tackler. That's it. He's lost in coverage. You drafted Jared Davis in the first round. He's lost just about everywhere. He actually didn't have a bad game today. Jelani Tavai, a second round pick. I had 4 tackles today playing middle linebacker. He just isn't good. Will Harris in the third round. Tracy Walker in the third. The drafts have been so bad. So bad. Yeah, they got Taylor Decker, and he's a pretty good left tackle. Frank Ragnow's a solid center, although he had a bad day today. But other than that, and Kenny Galladay's been good. But other than that, what else you got? Swift, I guess? You don't have any talent. There's not enough talent. The best draft pick on the field today that the Lions had was probably Amani Oruwariye. He's been good, but it's not translating into wins. This team's in last place again at 4-6. Did anybody watch Brian Burns today? Did anybody watch Jeremy Chinn today? Anybody see Derrick Brown today play? Not that Derrick Brown was some dominant player, but he hit Stafford twice today. And the Lions passed Derrick Brown up for Jeffrey Okuda, who doesn't look like he can play yet. And he's going to take some time to develop. But the Lions don't have any more time to develop players. This was a team supposedly trying to make a run today. Trying to make a run of the playoffs. And that's not happening. They're 4-6. Mike Davis, 1 yard run, 7-0. Samuel, 17-yard touchdown pass, 14-0. Joey Sly, 56-yard field goal, 17-0. Joey Sly, 37-yard field goal, 20-0. That's all Carolina needed. Carolina Panthers, a team that dumped all of their good players this offseason, most of their good players, not McCaffrey or DJ Moore, but they did a pretty big purge with their veterans. And here's a rookie coach in Matt Rhule that just bent over Matt Patricia today. You want another stat? This was Matt Patricia's from Will Birchfield from 97.1. This was Matt Patricia's eighth game against a rookie head coach. He's 1-7 against rookie head coaches. The one win came against Steve Wilks and the Cardinals in 2018 when Josh Rosen was playing. Seriously. Matthew Stafford, when the Lions throw him out there when he's hurt, how does that usually work out? 2011, injured at Denver on October 30th with a hand injury. Next game, they lost 37-13 to the Bears when he threw four interceptions. 2016, injured his hand against the Bears, December 11th. Next game, lost 17-6 to the Giants. Went on to lose the next three games, including the playoff game. That's from our crack research staff. What an embarrassing performance today. What about the offsides penalties at the end of the game? Game's pretty much over. The Lions are just jumping offsides like they quit. Like they're a Pop Warner team. Bad enough I had to watch Michigan-Rutgers for 4 hours last night. This was a lifeless and gross performance. It was terrible. Oh, but their Lions are banged up. They're injured. So is Carolina. Come on now. Sheila Ford Hamp needs to clean house Thanksgiving night. Right after the game. Win or lose. I don't care if the Lions beat Deshaun Watson and the Texans 27-0 on Thursday. Get rid of this group. Get rid of this group. And I'll tell you more about HLN tomorrow. Because that's where I'm going. I'm going with something we call HLN. Be prepared for it. What about the game plan from Daryl Bevel today? And I know I'm jumping around, but my God. The Lions throw the ball downfield. Jamal Agnew nearly makes a great catch. It was a nice throw, just a bit off target. And they got a touchdown on the Marvin Jones lateral play. But that's it. Otherwise, it's dink and dunk with Stafford. If I'm Stafford, get me out of here. I know he's got a bad thumb, but my goodness gracious, the two deep balls he threw weren't bad throws. This is an archaic 1970s Woody and Bo offense. Not only are they bad, they're boring. And I know they're forced to run Adrian Peterson. Talk about a guy that's finished. He's smashing into the backs of his offensive linemen. He doesn't even know where to go. You've got Marvin Hall, this deep threat, who anytime you send him out deep, makes catches and makes plays. How about giving it a shot? Try it. Three targets today, three catches, 16 yards from Marvin Hall. Meantime, the Panthers are trotting out rookie cornerbacks because their seat corners are banged up. But yet, they pitched a shutout today. The new and improved Built Bar is back, even more delicious. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for tomorrow morning when I get my cookies and cream Built Bar because it is amazing. It's a perfect breakfast, it's great for you, and it tastes great. There's six new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. The great thing about Built Bars is they're covered in 100% chocolate. They taste amazing. They're soft, easy to chew, but what is great is they're great for the health conscious guy. They are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Great for your keto diet. I was talking to Nathan today over there about Built Bars. He loves the cookies and cream. I can't wait to get some of the white chocolate ones coming out Thanksgiving Day. Go to BuiltBar.com. That's BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Carolina 20, Lions nothing. Lions fall to 4-6. Houston Texans up next. On Thanksgiving Day, that is this Thursday, so a short work week for the Lions. Texans today, were playing the New England Patriots and got a win, 27-20 at home over the Pats. Today, Deshaun Watson threw for 344 yards, two touchdowns, quarterback rating of 121.9. The Lions can't stop P.J. Walker, fresh out of the XFL. What are they going to do Thursday against Deshaun Watson? Houston's terrible, too, at 3-7. Yet, today they got a win. Beat the Patriots. Game balls for the Lions. I'm giving out one game ball today, and you know where it's going. One game ball. He is the best punter in the NFL. Jack Fox. Four punts inside the 20 today and a long of 56. Every time the Lions had a three and out, Jack Fox kicked the ball to Carolina's 10-yard line. The Lions had good field position most of the day. It's not like they were pinned that far back all day, thanks to somebody like Jack Fox. He gets the game ball, and that's it. Again, let me reiterate. This was an ugly performance. 4-6 means this thing's done. This team's not going on any kind of run. They're not going to win six games in a row. They're not good enough. They're not even going to win five of their next six to get to 9-7. It's not happening. They're not good enough. There's not enough talent, and the coaching stinks. And Patricia said after the game, we got to coach them better. How many more times do we have to hear that from this clown? Enough already. Make the change, but do it Thursday, Sheila. Do it Thursday. Give your interim coach, who's hopefully going to be Braden Combs, give him the opportunity to have a long work week ahead. Fire these people while they're having their Thanksgiving dinner. Because you know what? You need to win your fan base back, and the fan base would love it. But here again, the Lions, I don't think they're going to do anything until season's end. You know why? Because they don't have any fans in the stands. They're not going to have anybody booing. They're losing money. And they've got these guys signed for two more years. But this is embarrassing. Today was embarrassing. Shut out by the Panthers? Whew. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. We'll be with you all week. Talk to you tomorrow.